Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Monday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Full crew is here. Bob, Kelly, and Andrew. We're all in the Southern Bank Course studio here at Oak Grove. That's a little rare, but glad to have everybody in the same building. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Proud supporters of our program. Proud supporters of the Southern Miss Athletic Department and a great place to take your family for dinner tonight. All right, post-baseball broadcasting, that's what we're beginning to do this week, and we can't think of a better way to start it off than to bring longtime Southern Miss pitcher Matt Adams on the Eagle Hour. And Matt, glad to have you back on the show. A few days now have passed, and I just wonder, we've talked to Ozzie Pratt and we've talked to Tuna. How are you adjusting to knowing that your collegiate baseball career, at least, has finally come to an end, Matt?
Well, first, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Yeah, it's kind of still surreal. There's kind of a lot of free time I'm not used to having, so just kind of juggling that and figuring out the next steps.
I was just curious, thinking about some of you guys over the weekend, I found myself once again watching college baseball, even though the Eagles weren't playing. Did you do any of that, or did you just want to get a break from baseball?
You know, in years past, when we have lost in the postseason, I kind of been out of baseball and don't really watch it for a few weeks, but this year I've been really glued to the TV watching all these super regionals and a lot of great games, a lot of great teams, so I've been keeping up with it, and would lie if I said I didn't miss it. So
yeah,
just enjoying watching baseball still.
Well, I will tell the guys in my office, at least it's been for me at least stress-free, which is not something I can say when Southern Miss is playing. Before we get the guys in here, tell me if you agree or disagree. I watch a lot of baseball too. I didn't see one team playing in the Super Regionals that I didn't think the Golden Eagles could compete head-to-head with.
I mean, I agree 100%. I think when we open the season, that's the kind of mindset we have, though. We don't have to wait to the Super Regionals to know that about ourselves. So, but I mean, I think all those teams deserve to be there. I think all of them have played well to this point, and but yeah, I think the Golden Eagles can beat any of them for sure.
Matt, can you just share what's next for you and what the future plan is?
Yeah, I don't really know. Obviously, there's professional opportunities that are still on the board. I haven't gotten to college or anything like that, but that's always an option. Just kind of networking around for some jobs here in Hattiesburg, just kind of leaving a couple of doors open, just seeing which one God points me towards, and in the meantime, just praying on it and kind of just enjoying life, all this free time that I've had that I kind of you never get when you're in season. So
which I think the pro opportunities will come up for you, but if it shouldn't, do you plan to stay in baseball? Or are you going to coach, or are you just kind of looking for the next thing?
If I don't get a professional opportunity, I'll probably look elsewhere besides baseball. Not that I wouldn't want to coach or anything like that. I love the sport, but I've got a couple of other good opportunities that I'm looking into, and I think those are some things that I'm going to pursue. So I think if a professional opportunity isn't there, then I'll look elsewhere.
Now, you've got your, and correct me, but your younger brother is coming on the team next year as a catcher. Will that in any way try and keep you around in Hattiesburg a little longer?
Well, I think I'll be in Hattiesburg regardless. It's kind of become a home for me, and like you said, my little brother's going to be here, so that makes that decision a little bit easier. But I just kind of – I look forward to seeing him go through the Golden Eagle process that I went through, just enjoying the time here and I hope he feels the same way that I felt about it, and I just hope he enjoys it and doesn't take any of it for granted.
What can you tell us about your brother? What should the Golden Eagle fans expect from him?
He's a pretty stoic guy. He doesn't show a lot of emotions, I guess, kind of like myself. But he plays with a lot of passion. Switch hitting catcher. He's one of those kind of, I guess, annoying people to play against because it's really hard to strike him out, really hard to get him out. Doesn't have a lot of power yet. I think there's power in the tank when our strength coaches get their hands on him, but he's going to play the game really hard, and I think that's kind of what the Golden Eagles do, so he's going to fit right in.
Who was a better player, Matt, you or your brother?
Well, I was certainly the better pitcher, but in terms of hitting and all that stuff, he's definitely got a one-up on me there, so I'm excited to see what he does here at the collegiate level.
The reason I ask that is there's been obviously other family dynamics who have been in the same boat that you're in, and almost every time the older sibling credits the younger sibling for being better. And I don't know why that is, if they're just being generous to that sibling or whatever, but almost always the older one says the younger one is better.
I don't know. Ozzy had a pretty good case about himself last week.
Yeah, and I heard the Montenegro brothers arguing on this show about who was the better of the two.
But I want to take you back, Matt, to the final game, as it turns out, of the season. There might have been some doubt as to who was going to get the starting pitching job there for that final game. Can you take us through the decision-making process and when Coach Oz said, look, Matty, take it. Let's go.
Well, kind of leading up to that day, I knew probably middle of the day Sunday, just kind of how my arm felt and knowing it could potentially be my last game at the Pete. It was a no-brainer for me. I was just waiting for him to give me the call. And after we won the Sunday night game against Miami, Coach Bradford kind of pulled us all up as pitchers and said, you need to text us or call us first thing in the morning to let us know if you're available for tonight. And as soon as that huddle broke that night, I went ahead and told him. I said, "Coach, I don't need sleep on it. Like, I'm gonna be ready. Just you call me, you tell me what I need to do, and I'll do it." And I was hoping Coach Oz decided to choose me to get the start, and I'm glad he did. And it was a no-brainer. I didn't think about it once. I said absolutely, and the rest is history.
So how much lead time did you have? How much before the game did you know that you were going?
Well, I guess the game started at 8. Is that correct? Can't really remember.
Yes.
I think it was 8 o'clock. He called me at about 1 or 2, I think. So I had about 6 hours, but I was mentally preparing myself all day that I was starting until I was told otherwise. So
Matt Adams,
I was pretty locked in from the start.
So now Coastal Carolina is the only Sun Belt rep at the College World Series. They cruised this past weekend, and you talk to some Golden Eagle fans, and half will say, I'm cheering for Coastal because they'll be a good representative of the league. And the other half of the Southern Miss fans seem to say, nah, to heck with that. If we can't win, I don't want anybody to win. So what's your advice to Southern Miss fans as far as Coastal goes in the World Series? Should we cheer for them or should we not?
Well, I think we only got to play them once this year, but I feel like they play the game the right way. They're kind of like us. They play hard-nosed, gritty baseball. And I'm personally cheering for them just from our conference. And, you know, there's some teams that I don't necessarily like to root for, but they're certainly not one of them. I'm all for them, and I hope they go win the whole thing because that looks better for our conference, looks better for us, and I think it's just a good thing all around for baseball.
Matt, I want to go back to the Monday night game real quick. I think Oz went and gave you the mound visit, and I guess it was the fifth inning or something like that, and it looked like you were trying to make the case to stay out there. I mean, what happened in that last mound visit? What was that like for you? I mean, you got some cheers from the crowd for sure as you came off the field.
Yeah, I mean, it was a special one. I knew when he was coming out there that he was making the move. I don't think there was much that I could say to stay in at that point, being on such short rest, and I think I'd already thrown 80 pitches at that point. So I was honestly just going to soak it all in. He kind of gave me some words of encouragement. Thanked me for, he said this was my last time, that he thanked me, and he said he hoped it wasn't, but obviously it turned out it was. So like coming off the mound, just looking around at the crowd, just taking it all in one last time. So it was definitely a special moment for sure.
So let me ask you about that as well, Matt. Obviously you threw a lot of pitches and you didn't have much rest, but you were great. I mean, you were really good. And I think from a layman's standpoint, you would ask, so why can't pitchers pitch closer together than what we see? Because clearly Matt had everything he needed on 2 or 3 days rest. How would you answer that?
I think that's a lot of help from the Lord above. I mean, most of the season I could not have thrown 80 pitches on such short rest like that. But Coach Oz always says the mind's a powerful thing, and like I've kind of said a lot, I just knew that it could be my last time. And when you have that kind of mindset, that kind of, you know, there's nothing else to lose. You can put your body through a lot of crazier things than what I did. And obviously the Lord blessed me with that opportunity again, and just giving me the strength to go out there and just do it one more time. And I was just glad I was able to do it for my brothers and give us a chance to win.
Did you feel unusually fatigued?
No, I honestly felt pretty good. I felt like I would in a normal start, a normal rest. But like I said, I think that's a testament to how good God was to me that week and how good he's always been. So.
All right, we're talking to Matt Adams, going to go down as one of the fine pitchers in Southern Miss baseball history. Want to continue our conversation with Matt on the other side of the break. Get his thoughts maybe about the future of the Golden Eagle program moving forward. As we hit the break, we'll remind you about Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest on the road today, and their new showroom is just beautiful, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Pay them a visit, then drive right down the street. Grab yourself a delicious hot beignet and some good coffee at Mo Bay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. More with Matt Adams, the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Starts a new week. Don't go anywhere.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Have to forgive me there talking to Matt Adams during the break, and time got away from me. But Matt Adams, another one of those young men, I think, that exemplifies, Kelly, Southern Miss baseball. Matt, you're just telling me that you're about to complete not your first but your second master's degree. Did I understand that correctly?
That is correct.
Wow.
I mean, you know when the guys from the Columbia baseball team are coming up and talking to you about academics. That
Yeah. They were getting some academic advice from you, we understood, Matt.
A little bit, yeah.
Matt, I always like to ask athletes this. I mean, you've had so many highlights in your long career here, but is there one or two moments that maybe some nights when you're quietly reflecting back on things that are always the first that come to mind?
I think that outing this past week was the one that will definitely be top moments in my career for sure. Another one that comes to mind is winning the regional against LSU. Just that, I think that was the first time that I'd done it in my Southern Miss career, and doing it at home was really special. I think those two moments are definitely up there for sure.
And these crowds that you guys have played before with regionals and super regionals, really, really quite something to behold, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, it's awesome. We have some of the best fans in the country, and they definitely show up for these postseason games. And it's kind of like having a cheat code in your back pocket. You have the fans behind you, and sometimes that rattles the other team and just gives you an advantage.
Now, Matt, I'm going to go back to this real quick. You've been at Southern Miss 5 years, is that right?
Six.
6 years. So you've collected an undergraduate degree and two master's degrees in 6 years, correct? 3 degrees in 6 years.
That's correct.
Kelly, did you accomplish 1 degree in 6 years?
No, it was more like seven.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
But I just kind of wanted to take the scenic route.
You just kind of took the leisurely route.
Yes.
You did press yourself like Matt Adams.
As soon as I got the word that the First National Bank of Dad was closing.
That's when my son kicked it in gear. Yeah, that's amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Matt, I wanted to ask you, kind of go down memory lane a little bit. Going back to 2020, I guess you would no way have known you'd be in Hattiesburg for 6 years, but what do you remember about, because you were one of the few, I guess, true freshmen that were around for that COVID year. What do you remember from that whole experience and that kind of strange summer? Just what was that like to experience?
Well, I think strange is certainly a generous word for how that season ensued. And I think me and Chandler were the only true freshmen that were there. Certainly different than it is now. I think that was kind of the beginning of kind of like this era of Southern Miss baseball, for what I feel like, at least. Kind of a lot of hosting supers and regionals and stuff. It's kind of like me and Peo talked about it. It's kind of like a really successful run we've had here, and we've been blessed to be a part of it. But I can't really remember much from that year. I think we only played 16 games before the season ended. I was in the bullpen, coming to do a lot of long relief. So certainly a different role than I'm used to now, but feels like ages ago, to be honest.
Matt, you talked about that you might get a professional opportunity, and lots of guys in your shoes, you know, half of them say, man, I want any kind of opportunity I can get. Other guys will say, I'm not really that sold on pro ball. If it's I could take it or leave it necessarily. What bullet points would have to be checked off the list for you to say, yes, I'm going to go pro rather than get on with my life?
You know, I don't know if there's necessarily a set of bullet points. I think I'll just do a lot of praying about it. There's obviously a lot of different opportunities that I can pursue. And not that I would regret choosing one or the other, but I just want to make sure I make the right decision and consider everything before I put my foot anywhere. So I wouldn't say necessarily bullet points. I'm just kind of using all the information I have and just trying to make the best decision I can.
And a lot of young people that I have run across, regardless of where they're from, can't wait to leave Hattiesburg or Mississippi in general. I'm not living in Mississippi. But you're sold on Hattiesburg. Why?
I just love it. I feel like it's home. I love the university. This is a little corny, but I feel like I kind of bleed black and gold. It's kind of just ingrained in me now. I'm a Golden Eagle for life, and this obviously I'm from Houston, and most of my family's from Houston, but I just kind of feel like this place is a home now, and I don't have any desire to leave.
That's great to hear.
It is.
I'm going to take you back further down memory lane. I'm told that I'm told that when you were a kid, you played for the Pearland, Texas Little League team, and you guys played in the Little League World Series. Did I read that correctly?
That is correct, yes, sir.
So tell us about that road. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was the summer of 2014. Just kind of going through all the different playoff rounds you have to go through. You got like district, area, state, regional, and then you have the Little League World Series. But that was an unreal experience. It's kind of very overwhelming for a 12-year-old to be in an environment like that. I mean, I think still to this day, I've never played in more fan in front of a bigger crowd than I played in there. And we played the same year that Monet Davis was playing, and they were from Pennsylvania, which is obviously where Williamsport is. And we played their team in a game, and I think the attendance was like 30,000 people.
God,
which is absurd for a 12-year-old to play in front of. But it was certainly an amazing experience and one that I won't forget.
Well, I'm sure. And your experience at Southern Miss, I'm going to assume, is what led your brother here.
Yeah. He had offers other places, but I think him just knowing how I felt about this place and how special it was to me, I think it was honestly a no-brainer to him once our coaches got out there and saw him, and obviously they saw something they liked in him too. Otherwise, they wouldn't have given him the opportunity. It certainly wasn't a handout. So He earned it, and I think he's excited.
For the listeners, you can do a quick Google on Matt Adams.
Have you got a picture of him there?
I found one on PennLive.com. I just Googled Matt Adams of the League World Series 2014.
We're looking at you, Matt, when you were 12 years old here.
Only difference is the stash.
There he is. There we go. Yeah, Matt, you look good. You had great form back in those days, right?
Oh, thank you.
So you and your brother have an opportunity to overcome the Montenegro brother legacy here in the number of years, and even the Lynch brothers. I mean,
the Sandlin brothers. There's a lot of brothers to come through.
This has become a family tradition with Golden Eagle baseball, Matt.
Yeah, I think it's just a testament to how special this program is that once one brother comes through, the other one wants to as well. I don't think that's the case everywhere. But I don't know about overcoming legacies. I think it's just adding to the Golden Eagle legacy, whatever that means. Obviously, the Montenegros, the Lynches, and the Sandlins, they've all kind of paved the way for me to be able to do what I was able to do. And I'm just excited that my brother's here and he's going to be able to keep it going.
And we shouldn't forget the Ock brothers.
Yeah.
The Ocks here have a young brother here.
So, Matt, before all this, before the success on the baseball field, you had to declare a major. And so what at one point was the dream job, and maybe it still is, but baseball aside, what did you envision yourself doing as an adult?
Well, coming into college, I knew I wanted to do either med school or PT school. I hadn't really decided which is kind of why I went into the kinesiology route. But going into my senior year, which I guess was my COVID junior year before I got hurt, I had to change my major due to some, like, academic requirement stuff. I wasn't enough completed with my degree or something, so I ended up changing my undergrad degree to liberal studies just so I was eligible to play. And then, obviously, later that year, I ended up getting hurt, and that kind of threw a wrench in all those plans. And after these last two more years of school, I just kind of decided that I was kind of worn out with the school idea, so I went ahead and went with my MBA. Got a degree in business because I knew that would open a lot of doors a lot sooner without having to go to a med school or a PT school or anything like that. So, but I think I found a new desire in finance and stuff like that. So I think it was the right decision.
Well, you're the only person that Bob Getty would ever let use the word liberal on the air, even though it was liberal
Matt
arts.
Adams, Matt Adams can say whatever he wants here on this show, man. We're so grateful for everything he did. Matt, there's one thing for sure, man. You're prepared for the rest of your life, no matter what road it'll take you down. And I know I speak for everybody that follows Golden Eagle Baseball when I say a big thank you to the enormous contribution you made to the baseball team, and it just won't be quite the same without you next year, Matt.
Well, I just want to say thank you to yourself, your show, and all the fans and coaches and just everybody that's kind of carried me through this journey, and it wouldn't be the same without each and every one of y'all. So just shout out to everybody. I appreciate everyone.
All right, young man. Thank you very much for being on the show today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Okay.
I think he needs one more master's degree, Bob.
Matt Adams. I think he's going to do just fine, whatever.
Two's not enough?
Whatever he decides to do. Yeah,
I think he's going to be well off not listening to Kelly.
Yes. I think that's probably good sage advice for
anybody
leaving the program right now.
Anyone would be better off.
Yeah. I've got a son with two of those kind of degrees. They're obnoxious. You just don't even like being around them. I'm kidding, of course. We'll be back.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Matt Adams for coming on. Good conversation with that young man, and I wish him nothing but the best. Hey, Be Quick is celebrating its 60th anniversary with giveaways. You can stop by the Be Quick Shell Station on the corner of 98 and Hegwood Road by Optimus Park. That's a mouthful. And receive your free Buffalo decal and place it on the back of your vehicle. Spotters will be looking for your decal to win. And if they spot you, they got a lot of great prizes, including cruises, a Biloxi offshore fishing trip, shopping sprees. Check it out. Be Quick 60th anniversary, and you can stay informed about that and other things with the Pine Belt News. It's a go-to source for news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area. As a signature magazine, it's all yours for just $35 a year or $55 annually, and you get an autographed picture of Andrew Abbott if you do the $55 deal. The Pine Belt News on all social media platforms, or visit their website at hubcityspokes.com. Can I get one of those for my office?
You can have one for free, Bob.
Thank you.
My mom would probably be the only one that wants it.
All right. Andrew and I made a confession in my office that despite watching Southern Miss baseball for, 60-plus games? And we watched baseball all weekend and in the Super Regionals. And I got to tell
you, that's not a confession for me. That's something I would be doing regardless.
That's right. It was stress-free, which was a unique experience to actually watch a baseball game and not feel miserable at different points of the game. But I got to tell you, Andrew, I'm on the Chanticleer's bandwagon, and I think Coastal Carolina is a team set up that could really do some damage in the World Series.
I mean, I think they got one of the better pitching staffs that could pitch them to it. You know, it's crazy. Like, I think Mark Etheridge, who comes on this show, wrote about it pretty well. I mean, they're not Cinderella. I mean, this is right. A program that's won a natty. They've done a lot of winning. I mean, you could say, Coastal beats Auburn. That's one team that has won a natty, slapping around a team that hasn't won a natty.
And slapped them around, too.
I'm sure if there isn't a rain delay in game one, they probably comfortably win that first game. But, they 23 games in a row is crazy.
It's amazing,
against some really good teams.
No, it really is amazing. All in all, a really, I think, fun weekend of college baseball. And I thought the Miami-Louisville series was particularly entertaining.
Yeah, I did too. In fact, my mom, who's, baseball novice, she was kind of glued to that one. I think and I've seen it on social media, but, man, like, if you host Louisville as Southern Miss, you probably get the most winnable Omaha bracket that you could have drawn. Because right now, it's Coastal, which is a tough one. Arizona upset North Carolina. That's probably my biggest surprise of the tournament. Mm-hmm. And then you get Oregon State, who I think is pretty beatable. And then, you would have, in theory, been Southern Miss. I mean, you could have gotten into a good chance to get a natty in there. I mean, at least play for it. I don't know when it, but
see, the Lexapro hasn't kicked in on Bob yet, and you keep bringing this.
How frustrating is this? I mean, Seth was in a good mood.
I always tell people, if it's the easier road, Southern Miss Athletics just doesn't take it. If they're going to do it, it's going to be as the 4 seed in the Baton Rouge Regional.
That's
go to
me
Texas.
Banging my head against the microphone.
Oh yeah, I know. I mean,
and the guys who are paid to get it right, as far as who's going to win and who's going to lose, those are the guys out in lost wages. They've got the Chanticleers picked as the third favorite, to win the whole thing. So to Andrew's point, they're definitely not going to be sneaking up on anybody.
Yeah. No.
And the fact that Vegas has them as the third most likely team to win it speaks well for the Sun Belt.
All right, weakest team, Andrew, in your mind, that will be in the World Series?
I think it's going to be either Duke or Murray State.
The winner of tonight's game.
And while that has been a fun series to watch, I just don't think either team has the pitching. Especially, that's a way tougher bracket. Like, you'll open against UCLA, who I was really impressed by their pitching. Mm-hmm. I wasn't too high on coming into the regionals, but they've proved me wrong. And then on the other side is, LSU and Arkansas, who are probably the two other favorites.
Best team in the series.
In the whole thing, probably Arkansas, I'd say. I think they're the most complete. LSU has two really good starting pitchers, but that lineup is so up and down. And then I'd probably say Coastal.
Coastal's right up there, aren't they?
Yeah, I think Arizona might be the
dark horse.
Now, you guys, SEC fans are upset about this pairing that has Arkansas.
I found it so refreshing this weekend to watch schools from other leagues beside the SEC play. I can't describe how much I enjoyed it.
But now they have to play each other in the round of the
– That's good, because it means more games.
Well, like everybody knew, the Big 12 was going to be the dominant team of this year's NCAA tournament, right?
Actually, the Pac-10.
Pac-12.
Pac-12.
Yeah. Exactly. Pac-12. I mean, this just shows how silly conference realignment is. You really get to see that in baseball more than the other sports. Yeah. But, I mean, it's been a really entertaining tournament.
Yeah. No question. And I'll tell you something else that kind of jumped out at me. It was a reminder of how fortunate we are to have the facility we have here. Pete Taylor Park is a beautiful baseball park. And, Andrew, I told you in my office, with the history of UCLA baseball, I'm shocked at what a dumpy little small baseball stadium they have.
You know, I was surprised by Duke. You know, somebody told me they up until the last 5 years, they didn't get renovations since, like, the 40s or something. Yeah, they put out – and, you know, you love to see the game grow, but, you know, their record-breaking crowd was, like, 2,600.
It's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, 1,800 at the UCLA.
That's
incredible,
especially because UCLA's won the Natty before. I mean, that's a –
We get 1,800 against Louisiana Monroe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just baseball's different in the South. Let me rephrase. Baseball's different in Mississippi.
Correct.
But you talk to people in California, there haven't been a lot of things that have been improved in California some time.
So. No, and I will say that Auburn drew well. They drew big crowds. 7,000 is what they were claiming. Their team didn't perform.
Well, they built that extra stands in
that
right
wasn't
field.
There when Southern Miss played
I
there.
I thought that was awesome, though. I thought that was really cool.
That wasn't there, a couple of years ago. I was a little surprised when I got over there 2 years ago at their facility, which is okay, but I mean,
well, you know, they are improving it. Although the surprising part was to be at an SEC SEC press box with no air condition. Was quite a shocker to my system.
Yeah, no question.
But I think, and I've been to a lot of great parks, and there are some that are better than Pete Taylor Park. But I think, you know, I don't know if you can find at least a mid major that has a better press box than them, but I'd say Pete Taylor Park's facility, press area facility, is right up there with
I
SEC
think part
programs.
Of the reason that it's been entertaining too is there's some new faces that we got to watch. You know, Murray State, that was fun. UTSA, even though they didn't win, they went out there and played hard against UCLA. I just thought it was really good. Either one of you can tell me if I'm wrong, but just good to see some different teams.
Here's a crazy fact. For the last 5 years, the Ohio Valley Conference has had four different teams reach the Super Regionals. That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Murray State, Evansville was last year's Cinderella. I think Dallas Baptist was one of them when they were still in it. Indiana State, remember, they came down here the next year. And I mean, and I've always felt that way about the Ohio Valley Conference. Like, that's usually the top two teams in there.
Pretty good.
And really, when you look at the teams that are out west that are now – have a Big 10 or Big 12 moniker. Arizona for years and Arizona State were in the College World Series just about every year in the 70s and 80s.
I mean, I'd say Arizona's still pretty relevant in the baseball world.
They are. And UCLA was the same way. And Cal Irvine and
Cal State Fullerton forever.
The Jumbos, of Cal State Fullerton. So these are kind of teams that are kind of back in the game now when they've been absent for a while.
Definitely. I mean, you look at UCLA 2013, which is when they might have won the last time they won the Natty, but they haven't been to Omaha since. Arizona, although Jay Johnson, who's now at LSU, left, so that's partly why, but, you know, they last went in 21. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely part of it. And Oregon State, of course, has been a mainstay, but, yeah, it's kind of nice to see the West Coast kind of come back because I remember for forever people couldn't stand the West Coast small ball, and it's kind of nice to just see them back in it.
I'll tell you what's a remarkable story when you consider the lack of facilities they have, and I'm going to assume they don't have a gigantic fan base, is Texas San Antonio.
Yeah.
I mean, to make a run and to get into the Super Regionals when everybody that I know that does play-by-play says it is the worst baseball facility they've ever worked
in. It's called the Birdbath.
Yeah, that is just ridiculous.
Have they been to Georgia State, perchance?
No, this may be
I mean,
worse.
It's right there. It's
right there
with
Georgia
it.
State. This was the place that there was a famous picture of Scott Barry in the middle of a baseball game having to stand in line with fans in his full uniform to go to the bathroom because they didn't have bathrooms in the dugouts. I mean, that's pretty down there.
What I thought was kind of remarkable is, you know, Patrick Hallmark, who's the head coach, and, you know, even, and I've said this before on the show, they were trending upwards when Southern Miss left USA.
That's right.
But, you know, they asked him, like, I forgot how the question was phrased, but he said, you know, I'm not ready to go anywhere. I want to talk about building a new facility and yeah. making this into something. And you hope to see
He's
it.
He's doing it.
Yeah.
But you're right. They were very competitive toward the end of Southern Miss's tenure in the
You knew this was coming. I mean, this isn't a surprise if you've kept
up. And not just in baseball. Football, they're trending up as well. Yeah. As a school as a whole, UTSA's got it going on.
I would agree. We'll be back. Wrap up this Monday edition of the Eagle Hour next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Campus Book Mart and 4th Street Bar and Grill for their sponsorship of the Super Talk Eagle Hours, where you get all your apparel and good food and good drink and a good friendship, of course, down at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Hey, don't forget about MCS Home Center out in Bellevue, 7329 US 98 West in Hattiesburg. Happy to say they've just re-upped as a continuing sponsor of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and I think we're making some plans to perhaps be out there when we get ready to kick off football season. Thinking maybe making a return appearance at MCS Home Center. We'll keep you informed. And don't forget about our podcast, of course, on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or YouTube. All right, news and notes with Andrew. And Andrew, a new Golden Eagle baseball face.
Yeah, there has been a little portal action. So I guess for starters, true freshman Caleb Hughes hits the portal. Oddly, no other exits so far. So that's kind of, I find that to be interesting, a testament to the program.
The culture.
They do add an infielder, which I kind of suspected they would do with potentially losing Monastir and Pratt graduating. Sure, you've got Seth Smith and Ty Long back, but this gives you, I think, a legitimately good bat. They got South Alabama starting third baseman this past year, Kyle Morrison. Mr. Morrison was a two-year product at Shelton State before getting there. He was the ACC Player of the Year. This past year, he hits .294, I think hit 9 home runs and 13 doubles. I mean, it's a really good get for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if this guy isn't your starting second or shortstop, whatever, because I don't know if Dre Barrett's going to lose his job at third, but it's definitely a power bat in the DH spot that you kind of needed as well. So I think it's a really good get for them.
I just don't see much of a setback next year, do you, from a personnel standpoint?
I think lineup-wise, I think they're going to be fine. I mean, you've got Higdon, Urban, Gillespie in the outfield. You got Russo, who should be back. You got Dre Barrett back. I mean, sure, you got to shore up the middle infield, but you got guys who can play there. Yeah. If Stockman's back, I mean, that's a really good – and honestly, I think Lawson Odom's bat is going to be fine too. So I think – the lineup will be fine. I'm curious to see what the pitching staff's going to be. Now, if you keep Kobe Allen and Landon Payne, man, they're going to be a problem. But mm-hmm. I just don't know if you're going to keep – I think wishful thinking is one or the other, but not both.
Yeah. Time will tell. When will we know? When is the
The draft is, I think, July 13th, so we've got some time.
We got a while.
Yeah, it's in association with the All-Star game now, and coaches have talked about the pluses and minuses. It used to be held in June, which college coaches kind of preferred it in June.
Because then you can plan.
Yeah, you can.
But
you can.
I hated like watching games, and then guys are getting drafted in the middle of the game.
I did think that was not good, yeah. Maybe there could have been a compromise, huh?
It's now 20 rounds. It used to be 40 back then. Now it's the 13th and the 14th, so it'll be a two-day event. So,
and of course, the decision has finally come down regarding NIL. And Bob, we've got the associate athletic director coming on tomorrow, Sean Jones.
Right.
We'll have a lot of experts coming on this week to discuss all that.
Just generally speaking, how do you guys see that affecting Southern Miss?
Hard to say. I think they're prepared for whatever happens. I have more questions than answers at this point.
Yeah.
I put in for an interview with, the Big J to see if I can put a story out about it. But I don't know. I think the one good thing, there's a lot of bad that's going to come with it. It's going to be a little more regulated. This is not the end. There's going to be more lawsuits challenging it. Title IX's one of the unclear answers. But the one good thing it will do, now that all these schools have $20.5 million salary caps, and you got to juggle your money more, but it's going to prevent, at least in theory, or you'll see it less of the big schools coming in and throwing in stupid amount of money at the smaller schools and taking away their best players. It's still going to happen, but it's not going to be the way it has been.
Is this a one-off, or and I heard some of the ESPN guys over the course of the Super Regionals talking about this, that we're I think it was last year they said you had a World Series that was nothing but SEC and ACC teams, and that they think you're beginning to really see some increase in parity in college baseball, thus the teams that made the regionals this year. Are you seeing that, or do you think this is just a kind of an odd year?
I don't know, because I felt that way a couple years ago with basketball when you had all those, FAU, San Diego State, all those guys in the Final Four, and then this past year it levels out and all the top dogs, it was all one seed, right, in the Final Four. Mm-hmm. I don't know baseball, yeah, it's different, smaller rosters, less money being thrown around. But I don't know. It's hard. It's really hard to say. I think, and I've said this before, I think this is a case of money teams and culture teams, where teams are built with primarily 3-4 year guys.
I think the purpose of putting the cap on it, the idea was try to level out the playing field. But if you're asking Ohio State to limit themselves to $20.5 million or whatever that number is going to be, well, heck, there's a lot of schools sitting around going $20.5 million. We don't have $2 million.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. The idea is to equalize it, but it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
All right, that's the Monday edition. We're going to have good guests for you all. Right, Sean Jones on the show tomorrow. We've got some other guys coming Wednesday and Thursday. Kelly, real quick.
Yeah, Jeff Cook, former Southern Miss baseball player, now the CEO at Forest General Hospital in Hattiesburg.
Yeah. All right, guys, you're going to have to help steer me away from baseball now. In the weeks to come. This is always a difficult adjustment for me.
Going to take about another week for the Lexapro to kick in, Bob.
It is. And the therapy. I started it this morning.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
It seemed to help a little.
Get Kelly some therapy, too.
There's not that kind of therapy available, Andrew. Southern Miss.
To the top.
To the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.